Valentine is coming.
He's coming.
Valentine is here.
He's here.
Oh. Oh my, by the way, thank you so much for my Valentine gift.
You're welcome, my
friend. It came early and it was very thoughtful.
I love you, baby.
I love you, darling. God bless you. Welcome to the Cliff to Blaze podcast.
You're welcome.
We are
Anthony
and Tolulope Akerele, and together we are the
OA Dynasty.
Last time we started the discussion about what is
marriage.
And on the episode today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into one of the parties involved in marriage.
And that is the husband. The husband man.
Yes.
All husband, please gather. Let's have our report card.
On that note,
okay,
if you are to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, as a good husband.
Okay.
What would that number be?
Is that a trap?
It's not a trap, really. It's a real question.
Okay.
And that's because different people have different opinions about what makes a good husband.
Yeah.
Is it the person taking out the trash? Or is it the one protecting? Or is it the one providing financial security? But the question really is, what does God say about a good husband, and what makes a good husband?
It is important to look at it from that angle, because marriage is not about fulfilling traditional roles. It's about fulfilling God's purpose.
Absolutely.
So to be a good husband, we must look at it from the lens of what God wants a man to do in the home.
I love that.
You know, because it's God's idea.
So
to begin with, a good husband is that man that is submitted to God.
Submitted to
God. You cannot be a good leader unless you're a good follower.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And you following God is what will make you know what is in the heart of God for your family.
Absolutely.
For your wife. Because you are meant to lead. So if you don't know what is in the heart of the originator of the institution, you'll just be doing guesswork.
Profound.
You know. Yeah.
And building on that, you know, it's easy for a wife to follow the husband when the wife knows that this my husband is submitted
God.
to God. And he's not just doing his own thing.
Yeah.
All that he's seeking to do is to please the Lord.
Yeah.
It's very easy for a woman to follow that kind of husband. Yeah. So that, for me, that's really profound, really.
Yeah. And if I could add some salt and pepper to what you just said, I would say a good husband is that man that has a good heart. So if I can flip that statement around, I would say a good heart makes a good husband.
I love it.
Because out of the heart flows
issues of life.
The heart determines how he cares for his wife, how he loves his wife, how he treats his marriage as a covenant. Let me stress that a little bit. A good husband must treat his marriage as a covenant. And that's a source of many issues we have out there. People are treating their marriage as a contract and not as a covenant.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And building on that, really, the word husband, I believe it's from the word husbandry.
Yeah.
Right? That's to cultivate something. And I believe that a good husband is the one that cultivates the wife. By God's grace, I would say that 10 years down the line, I'm better in all spheres. Because God has provided you good husband to be able to cultivate me.
Praise God.
So
praise
it's God. Possible for me to go out there and people look at, oh, this woman is flourishing and all that. But that's because there's somebody who has provided an enabling environment for me to flourish. I remember when I was going to pursue my PhD, the role that you played in even seeing the opportunity, in following me to the interview, in helping me, right? So it's very important to stress that point. And because as a woman or as a wife, you are the recipient of whether your husband is good or not. It's easy for everyone out there to say that, oh, that's a good man. But ask his wife. Ask the children.
The wife will tell you who a good husband is.
A good husband really is.
Yeah. And on that note, you know, it's a command for the husband to love his wife.
I love
her. It's a command. And when you look at the first point we made, we said a man that is submitted to God. And let me expatiate on that a little bit. Does that mean it is easy to love? It is not. But with respect to your submission to God and with your intention. So when you combine intentionality with submission to God, then loving your wife becomes easy.
I love it.
Loving your wife becomes easy.
I love it.
You know.
I love it. That's so profound. Yeah. That is really profound.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for people to just say, well, I just love her. And I like how, you know, we mentioned in our last episode, love is more than a feeling, right? Yeah.
And someone said, as a husband, you cannot rise above the depth of your love for your wife. And I think that's very profound, because if it is a command for you to do, then there will be a limitation that you are invoking if you do not practice that with respect to what has been commanded.
Now I see why your prayers are always answered.
Hallelujah.
Because even the Lord says that, you know, if you want your prayers to be answered, deal with them as with the weaker vessel. So it's the man that actually has that insight, that revelation.
Yeah. Do you know what it means to love a weaker vessel? It takes the strength of God. So when I said a good heart makes a good husband, what I was driving at is that the heart is connected to God. Even when your intentions, your plans, and your even that your heart is about to fail you, God will carry you. It can interject your plan. It can intercept your strategy and give you a better one on how to make your wife feel loved. Because there's difference between you trying to love your wife and your wife feeling loved. Two different things. It will take your connection to God to receive directly from God to know how to love.
This is so good.
And one of the ways to do that is to even allow your wife to teach you. Because most people love other people the way they want to be loved. And the best way to love your wife is the way she wants to be loved.
So a good husband is teachable.
Quite.
Easily done. Oh my. I love it. I believe a good husband is the one that has the vision for the family. And I know you started to mention about something about that, because he's able to connect with the Lord to ask the Lord, what would you have me do in this family? And then he's able to connect that and pass that vision on, you know, communicate that vision to the family.
Yeah, because the wife is meant to come in and help with the vision. So if you don't have something she can help you with, it's even difficult for her to feel loved, because she even feel loved when she helps you achieve your vision. You know, so it's difficult for the wife to feel loved. So if you don't have it yet, it is time to connect with God. So God, what is the vision for this family? So when you sell that vision for her and you give her room to help you, then she feels loved.
Oh, wow. This is so good. And while we wrap up, I want to mention that a good son, a good friend, a good brother is not necessarily a good husband.
Please say that again.
A good son is not necessarily a good husband. For you to become a good husband, you must have left your father and mother and are now joined to your wife, and you both have become
one. That's very powerful. You must leave. That leaving is very important for the cleaving to happen. If the leaving is not done, forget about the cleaving, because you will still be running back to your mommy to report to your wife every now and then. And let me add this to it. A good husband treats his marriage as covenant. The source of many issues in the world today is that people are treating their marriages as contract, not as covenant.
Oh wow.
This, so a good husband must treat the marriage as a covenant.
Oh wow. I'm speechless. I've been so blessed. And I trust you have been as well.
So all the good husband out there, let your wife teach you how she wants to be loved. Valentine is coming.
And on that note, I rate you really high.
I have been waiting for that rating.
I rate you really, really
Hallelujah, high. Somebody.
So I'm the number.
Okay.
All okay. right. Until we come your way again next time on another episode of Cliff to Bliss podcast, we say
God bless you.